It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Americans debating more troops for Afghanistan got a reminder today. It's a reminder that the threat is strong in a nearby nation where U.S. troops can't go. A bomb killed several people in the capital of Pakistan. It struck an office of the World Food Program.
The U.S. depends on Pakistan to fight off its own insurgents, and we'll check on their progress in this part of the program. We'll ask Pakistan's foreign minister about the search for the Taliban's top leader. We begin with Pakistan's promise to launch a military offensive along the border. Here's NPR's Julie McCarthy.
Since the summer, the Pakistan military has been preparing for a full-fledged offensive in South Waziristan, squeezing the area with aerial and artillery bombardment and blocking the main roads in and out of the district that borders Afghanistan. The army spokesman said this weekend that the military is also carefully watching possible disarray inside the militant camp. Rival factions were said to be vying for control of the Al-Qaeda-linked Tehrik-e-Taliban-Pakistan alliance. The Pakistan Taliban leader, Batula Masood, was killed in August by an unmanned U.S. drone missile. News agencies report that Hakimullah Masood, purported to be Batula's successor, appeared before the media this weekend vowing retaliation for the drone attacks. The United States has wanted Pakistan to launch a full-scale military operation along its lawless tribal area to take the pressure off of U.S. and NATO troops just across the border in Afghanistan. Pakistani government authority has all but evaporated in the region. A series of failed military operations in recent years has only emboldened the militants in an area where fierce fighters have vexed would-be conquerors over the centuries. Today's attack in Islamabad indicates that the Taliban remains a potent force capable of mounting serious attacks inside Pakistan. Analysts say that an offensive, if launched, would almost certainly meet stiff resistance. The United Nations says that an all-out military operation in Waziristan will displace some 170,000 people. The offensive is described by senior military officials only as imminent, and the army needs a final approval from the government to go ahead. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Lahore.